Hundreds of Dr. Randy Shoup's patients have volunteered to be on the Dr. Shoup Show. Why? Because there's a passion to tell their story. And every story has a similar tone.
I am just a fan.
There's simply no other dentist in the Midwest that approaches dental care like Dr. Randy Shoup. We're online at ddsradio.com. And now, here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, it's good to have you all here. Thank you very, very much. And if you are a listener at all, you know this is my favorite part of the show. I get to bring to you really cool people that are friends of mine from up at the office. They get to share their story. And as I told you earlier, this is an individual that came in and said, I should be the poster boy for cavities. And so I want to introduce to all of you my buddy Kevin. Kevin, how are you?
I'm fine, Doctor. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I really, really appreciate it. So just to kind of give everybody a little sense of it, you were the kid that had cavities all the time.
Well, as a child in the ages up to 11 years old, I had many cavities in the molars of my teeth, upper and lower molars of my teeth. Back in that era, tooth brushing was just starting to catch on in families.
Sure.
And I guess I was susceptible to tooth decay. And at that point, it wasn't really thought anything of it other than the fact that you go to the dentist and you get your teeth drilled and you get the fillings in place. Well, that's fine in that very early stage of your life in childhood. But then as I matured into my later adulthood into my 50s, then all of a sudden the fillings of my childhood begin to shrink away and break away, and cavities begin to appear. And I went to two different dentists, and they both took the approach that we need to drill out the fillings and then drill out whatever additional decay might be there. And the only way to then cap it off was with a crown. So crowns were presented to me as the only option, and that's where we are now. Is crowns.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, everybody listening was when you started to finish that up was going to say, he's going to say crowns. Yeah, everybody knew that's where you're going. I am so sorry, but you have one particular story about one of those crowns that is just probably one of the biggest dental fiascos this started out small and then escalated. Tell everybody about this.
Yes, it did.
The tooth from hell.
Yes, it did. And after it was probably about maybe 2 to 3 weeks after it was crowned, while I was working in the office, I just found something very, very hard, like a piece of plastic or glass, just kind of fell off onto my tongue. And it was the inside of that tooth that had been crowned. Okay, so I immediately called the dentist and got in, and he said that when they had drilled out the cavity in the tooth, in the healthy tooth, other than that, that they literally had challenged the integrity of the tooth, compared it to a piece of porcelain glass, and it just, under stress with the crown, it just cracked, and now it needs to be pulled. The tooth needs to be pulled.
And this is how long after they put the crown on?
Within a month or two.
Was there any refund? Was there any,
no.
We guarantee our work? Was there anything?
Oh, no.
Nothing.
It got even much better than that.
Oh, well, go for it.
Because at that point, I had to deal with either the option of an implant or a bridge, and I chose a bridge. Well, then when you go to the bridge, then they go to the two neighboring molars, and they have to ground those molars down.
So, in essence, you've taken a one-tooth problem, and now it has become a three-tooth problem.
It has become a three-tooth problem, okay? And then what happened? As they ground that down, and what happened was they had already put crowns on those two teeth. So I had three teeth crowns.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
One had to be pulled, and the other two crowns now had to be removed. In order to put the bridge, and simultaneously, if you want to think it could ever get any better, one of the side molars that needed to have as a basis for the bridge, it got infected after they crowned it. And I had an abscess appearing, bubble appearing on the gum line on the lower tooth, And when they x-rayed it, they concluded I needed to have a root canal.
Of course.
Okay, so now, and I was so fortunate that not only did I have one root canal in the same tooth, they had to go in with three root canals, two additional times with root canal work in the same tooth, because the first time they realized it got infected again, and they didn't get all the root out. They went in a second time, and they thought it was done, and they capped it again, put it on the bridge. It got infected a second time. So they had to go in a third time, drilling through the crown, drilling through the bridge, and putting me through an incredible experience that I wouldn't wish on anybody, to have three root canals on the same tooth in a matter of about a month and a half. And so, and at the same time, they're drilling through the crowns to do this. And one of the things you pointed out to me in the session we had together, and you showed me in the photographs, how there were receding leakages in the crowns that I have, especially in the center of the crown, because they had to drill through the crown and leaving that hole, then they patched a hole in the crown. So not only did they now challenge the crown, that here I am 10 years later, I got leakage in the crown, and now it's likely the crowns have to be replaced at, you know, right about now again.
Well, okay, to all of my listeners, I told you I was going to give you a guy to give you the horror story of all horror. Have I fulfilled my promise? Absolutely. My goodness, Kevin. I mean, yeah, I knew this story, but it just makes my skin crawl every time I hear it. I had nothing to do with it. I feel so bad for you. I am so sorry. This is horrible.
Oh, it is really horrible, And I have never felt good about the results. And it's up to 4 months ago that I was last there for my teeth cleaning. So it gets even better. So I was there for my teeth cleaning, but 2 months before, 4 months ago, I heard your radio ad. And I heard your radio ad every day because I listen to WIBC in the morning in the background as I work, because it helps to keep my mind as active as I'm working. And it just works well for me. And I love to hear the news at the same time. But I'm hearing your ad all the time about crowns being unnecessary and about not destroying the natural particles of the tooth to begin with, and there's other alternatives to it. And I wrote your number down probably a dozen times, and I posted, put it on my desk saying, one day I'm going to call. And then one day it just hit, and I figured, it's time. I wanted to get a second opinion independent of my present dentist. So I really scheduled the appointment we had very recently, many months before my last cleaning. They noted nothing in the last cleaning other than just the cleaning. And now you brought up even another issue. And that is, as you showed me on the photographs, that there is a line in the gum line of the enamel on the teeth that are holding and supporting the bridge that had decayed to them. Underneath of the bridge crown. I didn't know that. That was never discussed with me. That was never pointed out with me. And that was the kind of concerns intuitively I was just not feeling comfortable with, and I knew there had to be some other issues. I needed a fresh opinion. I really liked your story and your ad. Everything you said in your ad really hit home with the experiences I had. I had to explore it further, and I'm glad I did.
Oh, man. So once you came up, I just want to put how did things go for you, and how do you feel about your pathway forward? Because your spidey senses were tingling, saying, where I'm at is not working.
Yes, exactly. I'm positive that the experiences I'm going to have going forward, which is really focused on saving the natural enamel of the tooth, and now I realize there's not much there probably can be done to some of the molars that have been ground down. They're going to have to, you'll have to do what you have to do to fix it. But you know, you found the problem, you identified the problem, your solutions to the problem are much more cutting edge, much different than the conventional traditional dentistry that I've been experiencing the last 15 years of my life. And that I think is the only way that I can go going into the future. So we will have some work together to resolve the issues that are still there. But you know, along with the pain, the time, the incredible pain of everything that they put me through with three root canals and also all the dental work for the bridges and extracting a tooth, everything else, I've always thought it was unnecessary because that losing of the tooth was never necessary. And to have lost all that and paid incredible amounts of money for the joy and benefit of it is, looking back, is just very unfortunate. And I would not want any other person out there who has any similar circumstances as I have to go through a similar experience.
Well, I tell you what, when you summarize that as being very unfortunate, I think you're being the most diplomatic that I could ever hope anybody to be. Holy cow, man. I tell you what, I knew that you were going to share a really important piece of information about yourself, but thank you very, very much for sharing all of that. I'm sitting here just shaking my head about as you are listening to your story, and I'm exhausted, and I haven't even done anything yet.
I know. Well, you should see me when I had my mouth leveraged open for the third root canal. At that point, I actually thought I was going to mentally lose it.
Oh, Kevin, you have a much stronger constitution than I do, man. Congratulations. Well, I can't thank you enough for sharing this story. I knew it was going to be great. I know that somebody listening, maybe a lot of people listening, will go, holy cow, that sounds like the path I'm on. Let's do something different. Thank you very, very much for helping people that you don't even know. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And one final thing I would say.
Sure.
At the first sign of anything that involves the replacement of childhood fillings, I strongly advise everyone to go to an individual such as yourself with your solution. Don't go down that conventional route because it's almost a path of no return.
Yeah, you start grinding the entirety of a tooth away, and you're pretty much at a dead end. The only other thing you could do is kill the tooth. I mean, you're there.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right, and they're too darn valuable.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you know, because you've paid for them several times over.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Well, thank you very much, Doctor. Hey. I really enjoyed my experience with you, and I'm looking forward to how you'll be able to help me out with my situation.
Kevin, I thank you again. You are the best. I'll see you up at the office, buddy.
Okay, take care.
Thanks. You too. Bye.